Hello, Eidetapod listeners, and welcome to a bonus episode of the Eidetapod. Coming up next is a quick report from our morning radio coverage here at Alaska Public Media. We call it a radio module, and it's only 5 minutes long. But as we're still working on a full episode of the Eidetapod for today, which will include talking to Iditarod CEO Rob Urbach about coronavirus concerns, we figured this is the quickest way to bring you some important news since we left off yesterday. So this will sound a little different, it has different music, and you might hear a similar version here of a story that will be included in the podcast later. In any case, here's the module. Iditarod grapples with coronavirus concerns. I'm Casey Grove.
Support for Iditarod coverage on Alaska Public Media comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, sustaining Alaska's pipeline for 40 years and counting.
Iditarod sled dog teams are mushing into the checkpoint town of Ruby on the Yukon River this morning, with Jesse Royer arriving in front of fellow veterans Aaron Burmeister and Thomas Warner. For arriving in first place at the Yukon River, Royer wins a five-course meal. Meantime, the Iditarod has canceled events at the end of the race in Nome, following health officials' guidance aimed at preventing the spread of coronavirus. That includes the Iditarod's Meet the Mushers event March 21st and the race's awards banquet March 22nd. In a statement, the Iditarod referred to the events as, quote, postponed, but did not indicate when they might be held. Those cancellations came as Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Thursday the first positive test for coronavirus in Alaska. And as the coronavirus news spreads, Iditarod mushers have been almost totally in the dark. Traveling mostly alone in the wilderness the last few days, many are learning about global, national, and local developments almost by accident from people in checkpoints, if at all. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Aaron Burmeister blew through the crippled checkpoint, stopping just long enough to grab supplies and straw. He'd not yet heard news from the last few hours that the Iditarod has decided to postpone its annual awards banquet in his hometown of Nome.
What do you think about the banquet being canceled?
What banquet?
The Nome banquet.
I didn't hear it. That's the first.
Oh.
It's kind of funny.
Over the coronavirus stuff.
That's odd. I'd be surprised. But that was not the time to worry about it.
A few seconds later, Burmeister pulled his snow hook and continued racing north towards Ruby. Mushers and Cripple were not concerned about getting sick from the virus, and there's little to no evidence it can be transmitted to pets or dog teams from humans. Mushing, after all, is sort of the ultimate form of social distancing. Michelle Phillips says it's actually a relief not to be bombarded with news about the global pandemic.
It's been quite pleasant not hearing about it, yeah.
Yeah, is it on your mind at all, or is it...
No. No, there's, you know, just take care of your body and whatever.
Phillips stressed basic measures like hand washing and good hygiene. Even though they say they're not worried, mushers are surprised, finding out sporadically about all the enormous steps being taken to contain the illness. Here was Brent Sass's reaction to finding out the NBA suspended its season.
What?
He says he didn't know the virus has become such a major issue.
Oh, it's for real, man. It's you know, at least people are thinking it's for real. Canceling NBA is pretty hardcore.
Sass says he's normally pretty unplugged and doesn't spend a lot of time following news events. And Iditarod is no different.
Glad I'm out here in the middle of nowhere.
But mushers who came to the race from overseas are suddenly having to deal with a whole new set of logistical challenges on top of the race itself. Thomas Warner was on the trail when he first learned about new U.S. travel restrictions affecting 26 countries, including Denmark, where he lives.
It was a snow machine to set it. And I also got this inreach. I got a message. I have to leave, my wife said.
Warner's wife is in Alaska and was set to be on hand for his finish in Nome. But now there's a risk she could get stuck if flights stop flying between the U.S. and Europe. So she's rebooking to get back to Norway. For his part, Warner will keep racing. But that'll mean even more challenges trying to get himself and 14 sled dogs back home afterwards.
I think I will go to Nome first, but it's going to be a problem because it's really expensive because you have to have four people and each person has to have four dogs. So you have to find four people that can, you know, go to Norway and back and pay the tickets and everything. So that's going to be expensive.
Not everyone is choosing to continue, though. Veteran Jeremy Keller, who had been running in the back of the pack, scratched in Nikolai. According to a release from the Iditarod Trail Committee, he did so due to current events and wanting to be home with his friends and family during this stressful time. Rather than flying out, Keller is mushing his team back down the trail to Willow. At the Cripple Creek checkpoint on the Iditarod Trail, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
We'll have more Iditarod race coverage coming up on Alaska Public Media on our podcast, the Iditapod, and at alaskapublic.org, where you'll also find more reporting on the coronavirus response in Alaska. I'm Casey Grove.
This is Statewide News on Alaska Public Media.
That was our morning radio module from Friday morning. Please stay tuned for another full episode of the Iditapod.